SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
And here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college hoops, the one, the only. Go! Ferda to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I got a lot of mo. I'm feeling it.
A lot of mo.
This is it.
You got
Clubber
a lot of mo.
Lang. Rocky 3. Clubber.
Just to keep you updated, Joe, it is a final. 88-81, Grambling beats Montana State, so they will play Purdue on Friday night.
Good for them. That was
good for them indeed, and we'll see if we get a number on that before we get out of here on that. So what we're going to do, Joe, here in a moment is we're going to try to rip through all of it. And, in fact, we gave the Coast to Coast crowd our Final Four, but we didn't give our Carver and Lisi crew our Final Four. So I feel like that's something that we have to do as well, right, here in this hour?
Absolutely.
Especially since we're not going to be together the next couple days because we have the Sports Grid special, Torn Bracket Central that's going to go on. I'll be in studio with Scotty. You'll be in studio Saturday and Sunday. And when we go, and you think about this, Joe, the next time we're here, there'll only be 16 teams left.
Wow.
And that's what's so crazy about this tournament, right? Like, we're sitting here tonight, and we're getting ready for this thing to start Thursday afternoon and fire it up. And, you know, we still have 64 teams left. And in the span of like that, a snap of a finger, when we get back together on Monday, it's going to be down to 16. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of, at least for this week, college basketball. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Tournament time is here. Nothing. No. Well, college football, but nothing is better than this. Second to none this time of the year.
No doubt about that. So, Joe, what we're going to do here this hour is we are going to try to get through our last, kind of picks for all these games on Thursday and Friday. It's our last chance together to get it before the season, the tournament really kicks off in earnest and lets everything fly. So I think we should start this hour, though, Joe, because we gave everyone, like I said before, the coast-to-coast, the Final Four for me and you, and I think it's right that we do that here as well. So let's do this here one by one. Actually, just give your four, Joe, and I'll give you the odds for each of them to get there if you want. So out of the East, what do you have?
I have UConn as the one favorite coming out. I also, like I said, have an asterisk. I bet Illinois. I have Marquette.
By the way, that's 950 now, by the way, Illinois. So yeah.
Okay. Marquette coming out of the other, right, at 5-1 in the Houston bracket.
That's the South, correct.
Right. I don't believe in Houston. I think they might have punched themselves out. We talked about it. I have Gonzaga, have them at 10-1 to win their division. I think they're going to come out there.
That's down to plus 850, so you got the can for that one.
Get the can. And Alabama. Plus 750. Nobody's talking about Nate Oates this year. Nobody talking about Nate Oates.
Nobody talking about Nate Oates out there. Where, and I, as we've gone through that West region a lot the last few days, I feel every double-digit seed, except the 16, could cause a problem. for anybody in that first round. I don't trust any of those big seeds, Arizona, North Carolina, Baylor, Alabama. I don't trust any of them, Joe. So I think that there's a lot of chaos that could happen in that bracket. For me, I'm also sticking with Connecticut. And look, I know that that's – it's just Connecticut for me, Joe, has now reached I've got to see it to believe it kind of territory. I didn't think we'd have a team like that this year, but Connecticut has kind of put themselves in that area. So I'm going to stick with Connecticut coming out of that eastern region. If I had to pick a long shot, as we said, I do like BYU because they could shoot the lights out and maybe spur an upset in that aspect. In the Houston region, I originally – and I have the ticket anyway, Florida. But for the official bracket, Joe, I did take Kentucky for the sheet of integrity. DeCourcy, I kind of liked Kentucky but didn't want to go there. And then DeCourcy was with me on Tuesday, and he kind of sold me a little bit with some of the stuff he said about Kentucky. So I'm going to take Kentucky out of there. I'm going to take Creighton out of the Midwest, which is plus 460 right now. But I like your Gonzaga, and I have a Gonzaga 75-1 for the title. So, Joe, believe me, I have a TCU 150-1 for the title. So if TCU would like to make a run with the Skunk, I would have no problems there at all. And my pick from the West region, Joe, which you have claimed is strictly me. What did you say? Looking for clicks? Is that what you told me when I made this pick about the West region? I picked
hot
the 12.
Hot take.
Looking for clicks. Final four pick. I have Grand Canyon, the 12 seed in the West region, going to the final four. Connecticut, Kentucky, Creighton, Grand Canyon. Joe. Now I'm sure they play the very last game Friday night against St. Mary's. So I got to wait a while to play that first game. But, you know, Joe, everybody picks ones and picks twos and does all that. We've seen these teams, especially last year and in years past. I think you got to have one bracket that's kind of zany. And maybe I'm getting too zany with this one, but I see a path. Especially since I think some bigger teams are going to get taken out by other teams. I think there's a path there. You got to have fun with it. Why just pick chalk? So I'm going to go out on a limb. That'll be a big I said it, Joe, if that ever happened. That would be a big I said it.
If you hit that, I'll buy you dinner. How about I owe you,
Joe,
dinner anyway.
If they make it to the second weekend and get to the Sweet 16, that's a great start to the I said it. I think even if I get that, I should get some credit.
I'll give you all the credit what you want. What do you want?
And like I said, even if they just make the Sweet 16, there'll be I'll hit some tickets then. So I have the 300-1 to win the whole thing for them. I have the 45-1 to make the Final Four.
Okay.
I think I have it boosted to 10-1 to make the Sweet 16. So Grand Canyon, Joe, the Antelopes.
Yeah.
Have an NBA player, have a great coach, and here's what I like most about them, Joe. They're in the top 20 in the country in scoring, and they're also in the top, I think, 30-ish or so in defense. So they're scoring defense. So they play some D. They're not one of these teams that just runs up and down. They can play some different styles. They knocked on the door a little bit last year. They got a little unlucky drawing Gonzaga in the first round. Same conference at WCC with St. Mary's here to start. The Antelopes and Bryce Drew. Let's go, Joe. It's tournament time. All right, we'll come back and rip through the games. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I really can't get over this, Joe, and we're going to start going through the games. I keep going on Twitter, and I keep seeing this clip of Ohtani and the interpreter from Wednesday morning's game in Korea. It's like, and this says it's right before the final out. You would not think that these are two guys who just hours later were going to be involved in this big story about $4.5 million gambling debts. You just wouldn't, watching these two guys talk to each other in the dugout. They
so
look like nothing is wrong.
Out? How did this play out then? You tell me.
I don't know how it played out, but
somebody leaked the story.
Listen, somebody clearly went to the Ohtani people and said, "We found this out and we're putting it out." And it sounds like they let the interpreter go and kind of talk about it, and they didn't like what he had to say, so then the lawyers, because him saying that he wired, the interpreter saying that he wired the money, I think is where the lawyers were like, whoa, what are you doing? And then he said, you got to say that he stole it, or whatever the deal is. So everything changed once he said that. Because I'm watching these two guys, Joe. They look like, if this was really going on, he stole $4.5 million, they would not be smiling and laughing with each other in the dugout here at the end of this game. They just wouldn't.
Right, which then if they, right. So again, if the story is not true, then the Ohtani most likely knew about the bets and probably was
probably paid, like we said, paid it off for his friend. He took care of it. He got, you know,
oh, yeah,
don't want you gambling anymore.
Off for his friend.
What do you think? What are you trying to say, that he didn't?
I'm not trying to imply anything. I'm just, you give me facts, and I go through it.
Well, I mean, you got a guy who's worth $100 million bucks, Joe. Like, I mean,
right.
This guy's
so
got $100 million bucks.
Million
it is.
To him. So
well, like I said, I mean,
him?
Joe, it's like a $20 bill in your pocket. So, like, I mean,
right.
It's just...
So maybe he didn't think it was that much. Yeah, we're down five dimes.
Well, it's and think about how close he is with this guy. He's spent every waking moment with him since he's come to the United States.
So that's my point. So picture this. They're in the hotel room, right? He's
yeah.
On the, you know, they got the suite, right? The interpreter's on the couch watching, I don't know, he's watching probably the Knicks.
Manchester United against Manchester City, the English Premier League. What's he watching?
Right, maybe he's watching the golf. I don't know. Maybe he had Nicky Dunlap.
Maybe he had Scheffler last Sunday at the Players. So maybe not. Okay. He was considering how much he lost. He was probably like me and had Wyndham Clark and Brian Harmon.
Tony walks in to get his late night protein shake from the kitchen, and the guy's sweating buckets, right? What are you nervous? I got this Scheffler, you know? I got this Nicky Dunlap, he double bogeyed over the last four holes. You don't think that went down? Or if you want to take a stretch, let's take worst case scenario, DEFCON 5. Hey, Carver.
Yeah.
Put $500,000 on Dame Time tonight. What's his threes? 2.5? All right, alt it up to 4+. You sure, Ohtani? Yeah. I like this Dame Time. He put in 39 in the All-Star game. I was there. Wasn't he there?
Yes.
Whatever, I'd be curious.
Joe. I keep seeing the video, and it just keeps.
Can we see the bets from the bookie?
It just keeps getting me all fired up every time I see the video.
Can we see the bets from the bookie on what he actually bet?
This will disappear into the night. You watch. Disappear into the night. All right, Joe, let's go. I'm on March. It's March Madness time. Enough of this with the Ohtani.
He's driving the boat. What are you getting mad at me for?
All right. Sparty and Mississippi State. Actually, we did that. We did this. Hold on. We did this already. We already did these. I left off at. I'm all over the place.
Take a breath.
I'm up to Arizona and Long Beach State. Arizona minus 19.5, 163.5 the total. I like Long Beach State plus the 19.5.
I'm with you. Let's take the over.
I like the over too. 163.5. Let it fly. Arizona will win, though.
Pull the trigger.
North Carolina's laying 24.5 to Wagner.
I'm not betting this game.
I gave you the numbers before. Last year, the three of the four 16s covered. These big numbers.
I'm not. That's not my special. I have a team I'm gunning for. I don't like this game. If I had, I would.
You know, well, here's the beauty about Thursday and Friday, Joe. There's 16 games on each day, and you don't have to play all of them. So that's the beauty of it.
Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it.
I'm just letting you know. So if there's a game you don't like, Joe, you don't have to play it.
Okay. All right.
But it sounds like you like the under in that Wagner-North Carolina game. That's kind of what it sounded like to me.
I don't see it. Tell me how Wagner can even hang with them if they go up-tempo. There's no shot.
No shot.
No shot. They got no shot. You know that as well as anybody.
I know that.
To be a wheel or a guru. Wagner shoots about, honestly, 29% from the field. They suck. There's no shot.
No shot.
Under. What is it, 133 and a hook?
Correct.
This game will be lucky to get into 110. I said it.
I don't know about that, because North Carolina might score 80 by themselves. So.
All right. Okay, hero. All right, let's go.
I mean, 80 to 50, I guess, would be right there. So right, that would still be an under. Now, Illinois is a crypto play for you, minus 11.5 against Morehead State.
It's one of the cryptos. I got three cryptos on Thursday. That's one of them. I think they absolutely smack Morehead State. Morehead State shouldn't even be in the conversation. Mm. Are you kidding me?
Interesting.
Athletic. They could shoot inside, outside. They could bound.
Very interesting.
I like this Illinois team.
All right. 147.5 the total in that game also. So I'd probably like the over.
Like that. I would lean to the under, but God.
First half under. Illinois and Morehead State. Plenty. South Carolina's 1.5-point favorite over Oregon. 133.5. Altman always, when Altman gets in the tournament, his team does well. One of the best ATS records as a coach. I'm on Oregon, outright. Yeah.
This is a principal play against you, okay? The fact that you're throwing out all these stats on Oregon, I've watched them play. Great court, one of the best courts in college hoops. Let me tell you, it's a mosaic. It should be in the Museum of Natural History. It's so beautiful. That being said, I'm taking the Gamecocks. Blue collar, Williams-Brice, Space Odyssey 2000. Whoa! What are you going to say, hero?
I'm on Oregon.
Oh, what time is that game?
That is 4 o'clock East.
You're going to be on air.
I'll be on air with Scotty, yeah.
I'm going to be texting you off the hook. And another one. Body English. Bound. South Carolina. Bound. Every time. I'm going to get under your skin and then watch you on air.
Nevada and Dayton. Nevada minus 1.5, so the higher seed. Is favored here against the lower seed. 136.5 is the total. I'm on Nevada.
They sucked you into this. I'm taking Dayton. Another team, blue collar. They're going to fight. This is a sleeper Sweet 16 team. I'm telling you, I like the way they're made. Battle tested. The kids from Ohio. I'm taking Dayton.
Yeah, I just don't see that. Nevada much better. In fact, Nevada should be the 7 and Dayton should be the 10. The seeds are backwards. What do you think of that?
I don't know. Maybe we should be calling you KenPom.
That's in my rankings. My rankings say that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Yeah. 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. We keep rolling here, of course. First day of the tournament on Thursday. Trying to get through all the games here and get some of Friday because me and Joe won't be back together until Monday. Sports Grid, of course, has all the tournament bracket central stuff. You'll have, at least on Thursday and Friday, Ben and Coach, and then me and Scotty, and then I think it's K-Dub and Donnie. We'll have the night shift. That'll be on the radio side as well for Bracket Central.
That is, so let me tell you, you talk about a top to bottom, pillar to post top of lineup there.
You like that, the pillar of the post after
unbelievable.
I pulled that out on
Coast back,
to
like
Coast.
Like I said, no Doritos for me. I got 2 days of watching games, no radio, no TV. Don't worry, I'll be prepped and ready Saturday and Sunday. No worries. I got you covered, okay?
All right.
I know. I'm going to see you in the mothership. I can't wait.
You're not going to see me. You're not going to be there.
And maybe I'll drive by. You never know. Show my face. A couple of people will be happy to see me over there. You never know.
All right. Colorado State, after their win on Tuesday night, takes on Texas. Texas minus 2.5, 144.5 is the total. I like Colorado State here, Joe. You know, you usually get one team out of that first four that usually gets on a little roll and makes a little noise. And they, you know, even with all the travel and the craziness, Joe, I think sometimes teams rally around that. They go to Dayton, they win. Now they go to Charlotte, wherever they're playing this game, and they get rolling. I like them. And Texas, frankly, Joe, they're not that good. How about that?
No, so. I told you about Texas. The problem with Texas is they could play with anybody in the nation for one half. They could be up 10, 11, and 12. No halftime adjustments. They don't adjust. Whatever they do in the first half, it's cookie cutter. They get absolutely boat raced. That being said, I do like Colorado State, but I'm curious what this first half line is. I am curious because I think I might want to take Colorado State first half because they already have a game under their belt. And Texas is notorious for jumping out early. So maybe we rope-a-dope them and take Colorado State first half. And then see, maybe we take Texas in the second half if they're down. Let's see if they could, you know, change the MO a little bit. What do you think? What's the first half line? How many lines we got here?
I got first half here, Joe. Hold on. I do have that for you. First half line is Texas. It's actually like a pick 'em, Joe, minus a half. So it's basically first
what
half.
What is Colorado getting? What is Colorado getting? Like, are they, is it even money? What is it?
Plus a half. Fine. So if it's tied, you'd win with Colorado.
I
plus
understand
a half.
That, but what? But what's the juice? Is it plus 100? What is it? Even money?
They
what
are
is it?
They are plus a half at minus 104.
Could we alt it? First half, you can.
You can alt
Let's
it if you would
Colorado
like. What do you
State.
Want to alt
Hang on,
it to?
I want to take a shot. Let's take Colorado State minus the 3.5, first half plus 172. Let's do that. Let's come on,
where
live
do you
a little.
See that?
Unbuckle
I see two and
belt.
A. Oh, okay, I see this here. So you want the
unbuckle
plus?
It?
Wait.
Yes.
No, they don't.
You know
they don't
why?
Have that, Joe.
Yes, they do. Alternate spread. Alternate spread.
Yeah, it's minus 2.5, minus 5.5, minus 8.5.
Oh, that's the I was looking at the overall.
You were looking
spread.
At the plus. You were looking at. And you were looking at the overall. For the first half, they have minus 2.5 at plus 168.
All right, we'll do that. Minus 2.5. That's even better. Well, under okay. 3. Let's minus the 2.5 plus 168. The
and this is just in the first half you want to do
first
that.
First half, we'll take a shot. If we're wrong, then we can always regroup. But and right. then jump on Colorado State because I'm telling you, Texas, they blow out teams in the first half. So everybody most likely is going to bet Texas first half. Let's take Colorado State. I like the fact that they won. They shut down Virginia. They got a game under their belt. They're playing with a little mojo. Nico.
So they come out hot.
Nico.
You know what,
they come
Joe?
Out
that's fine.
Fast and loose.
That's
fast
fine.
Fast and loose.
You got me. I'm in. I need. You know what else? You got me. I'm
now
in.
Now we're slashing
first half,
prices.
I'm in. Quickly, let's find out who. Let's find out who Manny in Philly has here on Thursday in the
Manny!
First round. Manny, what's up?
Yo, fellas, what up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Lisey, you're the librarian. You're the librarian. That's the Jonan the librarian.
Jonan the librarian, that's outstanding.
I love it. I love it, Manny. I miss you. I miss you.
Yo, I love you guys, man. Hey, I wanted to get you in on this baseball. I know you hate it, but you got to get in on it. Just take Freddie Freeman every day for his double, to get a double, to get his two hits, to get those runs scored. You're gonna make your money. You gotta go to what smells like money.
Huh? It's true.
I like.
I mean, the guy's
a double. A pistol last year.
He's a double machine. I agree with what Manny's saying. Play him to get a double, or play him to have an RBI every day.
I gotta get you guys in on a future bet. I got UConn to win the whole thing.
We lost Manny.
Uh-oh.
He's in a dead zone.
We lost Manny
in
the
dead
zone.
The 5G got
Jeez.
Him.
Bills.
There he is.
AL East.
That's it. Manny,
we'll tweet
Manny
we'll tweet
out of the
him
mix.
Out. We'll tweet
we
him.
Missed,
we'll get
we
him.
Missed Manny. You know, Manny's connection,
and
unfortunately.
Let me just say, shout out to Manny. He was the one that did put out. We had 600 episodes, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's like garlic and rice with you. Me, I love you. I really do love working with you. I do. 600 episodes about, what, 2 weeks ago? I mean, that's something to be proud of, you know? Let's make some Tony picks while we're at it. Love Manny.
Let's do that, Joe. Oakland getting 13.5 against Kentucky. 162.5. The total, I told you I love this over. It's one of my favorites.
All right.
And I'd probably lay it with Kentucky. I probably would lay it.
What's the Kentucky team total? You want to take the Kentucky team total?
Let's find out what it is, Joe, before I agree to that.
Scheme. Come on. Come on. Come on.
89.5.
Oh, Carver, this has got a buck 10 written all over it. Fast and loose, Coach Cal. He probably had some Gallimard before the game. We're playing Oakland. Fast and loose. 89.5? I mean, really? Carver, this has got like 118.76. I mean, really? They're going to put up 200 in this game.
Just take the total for the game, Joe. I'm in for the total for the game.
All right. Okay.
That's good enough for me.
All right,
Kentucky
so where
first
are we
half?
On the grid here? We got sizzle plays. You
got to take the dogs in the first half. That's what you got to do. The dogs
I like the Colorado State first half line, minus the 2.5, and I like Illinois. Those are my two sizzles.
All right, this next one's another sizzle play for you. McNeese getting 6.5 against Gonzaga on Thursday night, 149.5.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Everybody on McNeese, all I've listened to our network, McNeese can run, they can catch, they bound. They're going to get smoked. Mark Few and this team under the radar, Final Four action, 10-1, him. I'm telling you, they're going to boat race McNeese State. Boat race. What's the alt line on this? Can I get a 12-plus on this?
You can go as far as, I'll tell you what the biggest alt is now. I have it up. The biggest alt is minus 15.5 at plus 360.
Well, you know what? I think I might want to do it.
Have fun.
I think I might want to. I'm going to take a shot. I think they absolutely. I'm tired of hearing about how good they are, McNeese State. I'm tired of it. Okay? And just so you know, we went from 6.5 to 5.5 to 6.5. You know what that is?
What's that, Joe?
The smart money's coming back in on the Zags. It's
I like the Zags.
Smart money. The sharp money. You know who's
Zags.
The sharp? I'm the sharp. Don't find the sharp.
You said it.
I said it. I think I pulled a muscle.
Jackrabbits of South Dakota State getting 15.5 against Iowa State, 134.5. This was 16.5 yesterday. I'm on the Jackrabbits, Joe.
You got me in. I'm on them, too. I'm not sold on Iowa State.
I'm not either.
I'm not sold on Iowa State.
NC State getting 4.5 against Texas Tech late on Thursday night, 145.5 the total. I'm on Texas Tech.
You went against me. You're doing this because you know I love Texas
Tech.
But
I love Texas Tech.
Against you. I'm taking the kid Burns. I don't know if they have a big man to contain him. He is a big body. The kid uses a little body English. I don't think they're going to be able to post up on him. I tell you, that kid, good luck stopping big, bad, rowdy Burns.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. Let's keep rolling here. We are up to Samford and Kansas. Kansas minus 6.5, 153.5. Of course, McCullough isn't playing. Dickinson is. I know this burned me in the Cincinnati game, Joe. In the Big 12 tournament, I was like, I don't really care that these guys aren't playing. I mean, you're telling me that the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th guys at Kansas can't beat these other teams, and I got it shoved in my face. Now, Samford is this team that shoots a ton of threes. They score a lot of points. I don't know, Joe. I just can't see Kansas just completely falling apart and going out in the first game here. I just can't see that. Not with Dickinson playing.
So what do you think's going to happen?
I think they're going to win the game. Covering is probably another story. But obviously we've had that thing on coast to coast. Samford's, what are they, one of the top two or three outright dogs people are betting to win?
Yep.
So I'm not going that far.
I might take them, see if I could put them in the money line.
Who?
Kansas, like, because I'm with you. I don't know if they lose or don't. I don't think they're going to lose. I just think that 7.5 for a team with Dickinson, I think that they can win, but the 7.5 might be, you know, maybe they win by 4 or 5, but I'd rather just put them in a money line with something else.
Right.
I mean, it's not a game that I'm running to the window with.
Yeah, there's a lot of unknown there for me with Kansas, Joe. I think the total's pretty high.
Okay.
It's a pretty big total. And Kansas, with these guys out of the lineup, hasn't been scoring much. I just don't see Samford showing up and dropping 80 points on Kansas. I just don't see that, Joe. I like the under. Under 153.5 for me.
All right.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great.
That's all I can get you in on. Sounds like that's a game you really don't want any part of.
No, I'm not. Again, because it's Kansas and they're banged up, I want to see them play first. Okay. I'm not running to the window against self. You can maybe get me in on the total, but that's not one that I'm locked and loaded in round one. You know who I like.
The final game of the night on Thursday is, I think, one of the best games of the day. Drake and Washington State. Drake -1.5, so similar situation as Nevada and Dayton. You have the higher-seeded team favored over the lower-seeded team. 138.5 is the total. As you know, Joe, I'm all in on Drake.
You got me in on the Drake. I think I'm in on the under here, 138.5.
Now, Drake's becoming very public, too, Joe, but I don't care. My chips are already in the middle.
I know, 75%.
Nobody's picking Washington State. Nobody. And I know that's usually a spot where you like to go the other way.
I don't think these lines are good here, to be honest with you. I don't know if these, 60% of the money on the Drake. That's like Friday's games too are a joke. I mean, come on. Telling me 90% of the money's on UAB. Like, come on.
I'm on Drake.
You got me in on Drake. I mean,
all right,
you know,
we probably can't get through all these, but how about we'll go back and forth with the ones we like the most on Friday with the time that we have left here.
All right. Sizzle play.
I'll start here. I like this first game of the day, Joe, on Friday, this Northwestern FAU game.
Yeah.
As you know, I think that everybody's going to be hammering FAU after last year. Northwestern's never in the tournament. This is the first time they're ever in the tournament back-to-back years. I think Collins done a great job. They've got some good wins this year, Northwestern, including against Purdue, and they should have beat him a second time as well. I like them with the 2.5, and I think they're going to win the game.
Corver, you've been dead right with this team. I'm not going to back down, with you. You got me in on them. I don't love it. I'll tell you that in regards to that. Again, that's not a game I'm running to the window on, but you might have sucked me in with Northwestern if I had to bet it. I sort of like the over 141.5 because I do feel Northwestern can run a little bit, and FAU could play high-scoring games as well. So is that your best bet?
No, it's not my best bet of the day, but I went to the Friday games, and it's the first one I saw that, and I know I'm going to be playing it.
Well,
so that's why
I'll tell you this.
I didn't do it in any order of what I like the most.
All right, I'm telling you this. Best bet for me is a crypto on Friday. I am sick and tired of hearing about New Mexico. I am tired. Let's put them to bed already, okay? I know you're talking them up. A lot of people on the network talking them up. I think Clemson absolutely smashes them. Smash! Smash special. You won't even need the 2.5 plus the 112. Enough. Everybody wants to be, you know, like the nouveau riche. This is the, you know, I want to be the shiny, nice toy, New Mexico. Okay. They're going to be out after the first round.
I'm on New Mexico. What do you think of that?
I love it even more now. Yeah, you do you really
minus
like
two
New
and
Mexico?
A half. I like New Mexico a lot.
How much do you like New Mexico? Like on a scale from
8.
Even better. There's somebody's on the network. I'm not going to mention. Somebody picked them for the Final Four on the network.
They would be my choice after Grand Canyon.
Could be my indicator. The antennas just went up. You like them? They're on a scale from 1 to 10. They're an 8. A lot of people on the grid like this New Mexico team.
A lot of people everywhere like this New Mexico
Even
team.
Better.
Also because
you know
Clemson stinks, Joe.
Yeah, yeah,
Clemson's
okay.
awful.
Keep talking them down. Keep talking them down.
They're awful.
Death
awful
Valley.
Team.
Death Valley. Howard's Rock.
I don't think I have to tell you
Clemson.
Again.
Best bet on Friday. Best
okay.
bet. Outright alt.
You good?
Got me all pumped up.
Mm. I've already told you, I think we've made it pretty clear how much I like Grand Canyon. Late night against St. Mary's. That's pretty obvious. Outright. And I think we're both on the skunk. TCU minus 4.5. Back to 4.5, Joe, against Utah State.
Yeah, that line is fluctuating, isn't it?
It sure is.
Fluctuating.
The bets are dead even. The money's on TCU. Allegedly.
Right. That. Glad you said that. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
All right. I mean, I like the skunk. The skunk has got. He's so good. The skunk is so good. He matches up with Painter. They're going to boat race them. Minus the 4.5.
What color
jerseys are they wearing against Utah State?
Well, Utah State's the 8, so they're probably going to wear the white jerseys, which means TCU will wear the purple.
Even better. All right.
Are you still wavering on James Madison against Wisconsin?
I'm on them reluctantly. A lot of people, again, you know, I didn't realize how many people are on them.
You mean everybody.
You know what I'm willing to do? The reason why it's the 5-12, that's why people like McNeese against Gonzaga.
Well, everybody runs to the 5-12s and understand, and especially last year, all the 5s won and they all covered. So people are looking for the 12s to get back this year.
Could be a trend starting in the other direction.
I hope not with Grand Canyon.
Man, Grand Canyon and Creighton got clipped. You're in trouble.
Eh, we'll see.
You don't seem afraid either. Yeah, I like the moxie on you.
I ain't afraid. I ain't scared.
Okay. All right.
I've been betting this tournament for a long time. I've lost plenty of money doing it.
Not your first rodeo. Not your first rodeo.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay.
I know you love this Nebraska-Texas A&M game. Minus 1.5 for the Cornhuskers. Principal play for you.
It is a principal play.
I got that Purdue number, too, against Grambling. 25.5.
Wow.
I'm on Grambling.
I mean, they showed me something. You want to talk about a team battling back? Kids showed heart. You got to love that. Respect that. You got to respect that. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. Little grit. Little grit. Bite that lip. Bite that lip. What's your best bet on Friday? Best
bet. You Friday.
Make one bet to save your life.
I think that I would probably go with Grand Canyon.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's easy. Clemson. Probably be cooked in 3 minutes if I had to go to the chair. That would be it. Clemson.
I think it's like Grand Canyon for me.
Clemson.
Now, I can't play the Colgate game, but I think they can cover against Baylor.
I like Yale against Auburn. What are we doing with the Nebraska-Texas A&M game? I love Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I hope they crush the Aggies, and I hope they kick Trev Alberts right in the mouth. I hope they beat them down. Gutless. I still can't believe how he turned his back on his alma mater walking out the door for the bag of cash. Hey, guess what, Trev? You bring back Nebraska to prominence, you're a king in Lincoln.
Man, that was some scene with him dancing on that stage.
Oh, and praising Dr. Tom Osborne. Oh, he believed in a kid. Oh, please. Please. And I interviewed him, too, in 2016 at the College Football Hall of Fame. He's a little smug.
Wow. Little smug.
Little smug. Like he didn't know. He didn't think I knew what like an old Nebraska football is. I almost schooled him. He had that smirk on his face.
Out of the three ones on Friday, which 16 do you want to take the lumber with? Stetson 26.5, Grambling 25.5. Or Longwood, 22
and
23
in a row. Longwood. Don't be shocked if Longwood is not there in the final five. Longwood.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Where's that?
Oh, listen to the music. Playing that in Statagene with Wagner.
They might not be after North Carolina gets done with them. It might not be.
The buzzsaw.
All right, Joe. So me and you will get back together on Monday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Of course,
really
Sports Grid Bracket Central. The next couple days, you've got, of course, basically from
got
noon
the
east
team.
All
got
the way
we
going.
Got the spring A team here. We got, you know, I am Ben Stevens, DRS. We got K Dubs. We got you. We got Pharrell. Him. We got the A team all day. Bracket Central, baby.
Thursday and Friday. So
unbelievable.
Ready to rock. Ready to rock. And then you'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
Back. Saturday, yeah, but, you know, the two big days, I'll be sitting down, a couple of double patties, cheddar cheese, a little mashed potatoes, my coffee. I can actually think, watch these games playing out, can sit back and populate all the stats.
No excuses from you then to have a big first couple of days. No
look
excuses.
Look at you, hero. All right. Okay. I'm telling you, the game I love more and more and more now is Clemson. You got me hooked on this Clemson. You
this
pushed
Clemson.
Me over the edge. This Clemson.
You know what I just realized, Joe, with that Colgate game on Friday? I'll be in Jersey on Thursday to do the show, so
oh,
I could get I could play Colgate there and then go back. Oh, that'll Colgate there. So I'm covered. Great job, Joe. Let's cash a lot of tickets this weekend. Great job by Matthias Perbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll catch you on Monday. Enjoy the tournament.